Medical Society, very, very strong resistance. The rapport between the medical and the nursing professions was intense. They fought that diagnosis tooth and nail, and they fought us too. You're going to take doctors, you're going to take patients out of our waiting rooms. They didn't want these patients. Okay? So, yeah, now they're throwing money at us.
The doctors are?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wonderful. We're taking all those no-pay people off their, out of their waiting rooms. So also, in developing the Federal Community Health Center grant, mm-hmm. we managed to have the area designated as a medically underserved area, and which is a good marketing tool. It proved that, you know, we were needed there. And we had several meetings with the medical society.
Did you guys ever come to a common ground, or was it just you were able to do it despite their resistance?
We were able to do it despite them because we got the foundation and the corporate support. Another thing that happened when we had our funding and we were ready to and able to open, we had secured a small store in a small neighborhood shopping center and had it renovated with the waiting rooms and all. And the malpractice insurance crisis hit.
Okay.
We had a terrible time getting malpractice insurance. We needed it not just for the professionals, but we needed it for the board, because if we ever lost that money, that grant, that money for the grant,
right,
nobody would have touched us. You know, nobody would have given us a nickel. So it took us, I don't know, 8 or 10 months after we got the money to open. But we did open, and it's more than 10 years since it's been open. And we managed to hire an executive director who had been working in nonprofit area, and she was single, and she wanted a job that she could sink her teeth into.
Mm-hmm.
And she, Lolita.
Right.
And you know her name, right?
Right. She approached me when she first heard about this history project, so. She's
that's
the
great.
Reason. Mm-hmm.
She, she's a dynamo.
Yeah.
She has taken that little shopping center location by keeping her ear to the ground and, I guess, up in the air. She was able to buy this bank building. It's a bad neighborhood, and they were moving out. And I think they might have donated it.
Oh, really?
And it's a 3 or 4-story, you know, solid masonry construction building. And she has just gone gangbusters.
Tell me a little bit about making the original mission statement.
Well, what was the community nursing center model? And a lot was from the community health center model. And what did we call it? We didn't call it a mission statement. It was a position paper or something.
Right.
And we wrote it up at my kitchen table. But we wrote that before we did any federal funding proposals.
Did you feel like there was whether it's the medical model or just the way healthcare is provided, that you wanted to do something different?
Right. I came out of 25 years as a family nurse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the extended family. I was the one that, if you went to the hospital, I went with you, and so on. And very upset, very angry about the direction that healthcare was taking. I had experiences with my mother-in-law and father-in-law both had leukosarcoma. Yeah, that doesn't sound quite right. 10 years apart, and my experiences with them, and also when my father was in the hospital, he went in for severe headaches, and they did a electroencephalogram. And he came out of it. He was irrational. They tranquilized him, and they had to really, you know, restrain him then. And it just, it was just a downward spiral.
Right.
It was too bashful, too emotionally confused, because I didn't have a good relationship with my father, to speak up about it. I was powerless. I was just, you know, I just felt powerless. Well, I got a lot of power, honey, now. And I don't know. It was a lot of experiences, and I just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't like it. For even training at a large city hospital, we were taught, which didn't make, I know now didn't make a lot of sense, but we were taught to treat our patients as family members.
Mm-hmm.
And not get involved, you know?
Right.
Not get emotionally involved, which was tricky.
Yes. You said initially it was hard to get community representation on the board. How do you think over time, you know, even in the beginning, even if the community wasn't on the board, do you feel like the board was able to be responsive to the community, kind of connected to the community?
Yeah, but we had community leaders. We always had somebody from the church and from the Latin American Community Center. We had several black people, and we had Hispanics from the Latin American Community Center, and we had free health fairs, and they were pretty expensive. We used two floors in the Catholic school. We had meetings in the communities. I mean, we met in the community. I think we met at the Latin American Community Center for a while. And we had a presence in the community.
Mm-hmm.
We earned some credibility just by sheer persistence.
If you were thinking about the next generation of community health leaders, people who wanted to start a health center, what kind of advice or thoughts would you want them to hear?
I think they need to do some kind of a marketing survey. If it's medically underserved, formation or designation, that is really it's actually a marketing survey.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't identify the needs. And I've learned so much from that. And also, I guess, to listen to the community. And, I mean, if they aren't going to do it in the medically underserved area, they still need to operate where they'll be welcomed.
You said there are such strong oppositions from the doctors originally, but then you also said it changed relatively early.
Yeah, because we took people with or without insurance.
Right.
And we welcomed the people with Medicaid and with and without insurance. And the doctors didn't want those people. There was so much bad blood that came out of getting the Nursing Practice Act updated. It hadn't been updated for 20 years. All the nonprofits who were providing any kind of health care would not have been able to operate. Well, the community came back. They just came up out of the woodwork. The medical society had a meeting at their building. The three TV stations from Philadelphia came to Wilmington, and the community was just up in arms. I mean, nurses regulate nursing practice. Thank you very much. Somehow they were gonna do it. And I don't remember at what stage, but it was obviously at the practice stage. And